From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Terry Gilday. The Salt Lake City Council is prepared to pass an ordinance requiring the police department send every sexual assault evidence kit in its custody to a lab for testing. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Here in this quiet space, no larger than a typical college classroom, DNA-soaked cotton swabs hang from clothespins, and photos of crime scene evidence dress the walls. Jay Henry is director of the Utah State Crime Lab. He says this is where DNA evidence collected in the aftermath of a sexual assault, also known as Code R kits, are tested.
Any sort of assault, any sort of crime scene, from homicide to robbery, comes into this laboratory here, and they do all of the screening of those samples. And part of the screening is take an item of evidence and find some sort of biological fluid on it.
Nationwide, rape victim advocates are calling on local law enforcement agencies to submit every Code R kit in custody for testing. This process allows DNA evidence to be entered into a nationwide database called CODIS. Advocates say processing every kit, regardless of the facts in the case, will lead to more prosecutions. Henry says the lab is already prepared to handle the potential flood of DNA evidence thanks to a portion of one-time money set aside by the Utah legislature.
What we've put into place is a way to get a sizable amount of those cases tested. And if they want them all tested, we will get them all tested.
It's estimated 2,700 untested CODAR kits are on the shelves of police evidence rooms throughout the state. More than 600 of those are in Salt Lake City. Members of the Salt Lake City Council have indicated they're ready to set a timeline for the police department to test all existing and future kits. Councilman Kyle LaMalfa spearheaded the efforts. He says there is a desire for other changes as well.
So from the point of the crime all the way through to the collection of evidence, the investigation, the sending to the prosecution and the conviction, the City Council is looking at an end-to-end improvements in our process to make sure justice is served around sex assault and rape.
LaMalfa admits the bottleneck doesn't simply exist in local police departments. The state lab can take months to process a single kit.
We know that the crime lab is very under-resourced, and that crime lab is a state funding issue. So the state of Utah has a role to play here, too.
Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank disagrees that all of the kits should be tested. He says there are valid reasons why some rape kits don't make it to the state lab. For instance, a crime can be solved with the help of other non-DNA evidence like fingerprints. Burbank argues testing every kit would be a waste of taxpayer dollars.
I don't have any problem if we're going to say here's the funding in order to accomplish the testing that needs to be done and is going to be done in a timely fashion. It's not going to hinder the processing of any other crimes or anything else. Then send them all to the state and let the state sort them out. But right now, that does not exist.
Holly Mullen is executive director of the Rape Recovery Center. She spoke with KUER after the council took a straw poll in September to unanimously support Councilman LaMalfa's proposal. She says her priority is caring for future victims.
It's still important to look at what is in the backlog, but I'd like to see everything going forward be tested and also increased training and the right kind of training for police and prosecutors, which includes a greater understanding of what a victim goes through in this traumatizing process and why that makes the difference on how they interview victims of sexual assault.
As the council holds a spotlight on the department's methods for handling sexual assault cases, Chief Burbank is working with a national organization called Police Executive Research Forum, or PERF, to do an on-the-ground study of the department's practices as well. The results of that study, which is funded by the U.S. Department of Justice, will be released in a year. It's unclear whether the national organization would recommend testing all rape kits. The Salt Lake City Council will meet again Tuesday to address the issue of funding and follow up with Chief Burbank. Whitney Evans, KUER News.